Chapter 10. Tom Martinez and the $60 million bet. A teacher is one who makes himself progressively unnecessary. Thomas Carruthers. Master coaches, like NASA engineers, are familiar with irony. They spend years painstakingly helping to construct talent, then are left behind, gazing upward when the rocket lifts off. For every celebrated coaching star like John Wooden, there are dozens of Hans Jensens, Mary Eppersons, and Larisa Preobrazhenskayas who help grow world-class talent and yet live in obscurity. Not that they are unhappy with this role. Of the coaches I met, only the outspoken Lansdorp ever expressed anything like disgruntlement, and even that was comic. "If Maria Sharapova doesn't buy me a new car," he said, "I'm going to shoot myself." There are exceptions to this rule, however, unexpected moments when the world's spotlight shines on the subtle art of the master coach. One of these moments happened not so long ago in Northern California. The coach was Tom Martinez, and the reason was that the Oakland Raiders football team was facing a $60 million problem. Thanks to their bumbling 2-14, one lost record the previous year, the Raiders had won the National Football League's first prize for ineptitude, the right to choose the most talented college player in the nation. Unfortunately, Raiders management wasn't sure who that player might be. They'd narrowed the possibilities to two. Option A was Calvin Johnson, a wide receiver from Georgia Tech University. Johnson stood 6'5", weighed 239 pounds, and possessed an unearthly combination of speed and body control that inspired awed scouts to christen him the Michael Jordan of football. "In everybody's mind, Calvin Johnson is the safest pick in this draft," said Mike Maycock, an NFL Network analyst. Option B was a 6'5", 259-pound question mark named Jamarcus Russell. A few months earlier, Russell had been a mere blip on scouting radar screens. He had begun his junior season as a backup quarterback at Louisiana State University and had surprised most observers by declaring for the draft after an impressive year. The film and scouting reports, thin as they were, looked tantalizing. On the one hand, Russell possessed a freakishly strong arm. He could throw 60 yards from his knees, along with a painterly touch on short passes and a knack for performing under pressure. On the other hand, the NFL cellar was littered with franchises wrecked by phantom quarterback talent. Inside Raiders headquarters in Alameda, passionate arguments were waged. Half the team's executives wanted Johnson, half wanted Russell. This was a $60 million bet with the future of the franchise at stake. So the Raiders front office did the only thing they could do. They analyzed all the data, intelligence tests, scouting reports, film, stats. Then they chucked all the data in the trash can and phoned Tom Martinez. Officially, Tom Martinez is a retired junior college coach. For 32 years, he'd headed the women's basketball and softball and men's football programs at San Mateo College, winning 1,400 games in all without a single losing season. Unofficially, Martinez is a quarterback guru. His best-known student is a kid he calls Tommy, better known to the world as Tom Brady, a three-time Super Bowl-winning quarterback for the New England Patriots. Martinez started working with Brady when Brady was a gawky 13-year-old. Their relationship can be measured by the list of Martinez technique tips that Brady carries on a slip in his wallet, and by the fact that Brady has returned to Martinez three or four times a year for the past 17 years for tune-ups. Martinez may have been retired, but demand for his services was on the upswing. In fact, a few months before the draft, Martinez had been quietly approached by Jamarcus Russell's agent, who asked him if he could work with Russell, prepping the LSU star for his pre-draft workouts. This situation was unique, to say the least. Parties on both sides of the most high-stakes sports decision of the year had sought out the wisdom of the same anonymous ex-junior college coach who would otherwise be spending his days puttering about in the garden.
"Life's funny, isn't it?" Martinez said. He laughed when asked about the Raiders' call. They knew nothing about Russell. Nobody did. He was a blank slate. Martinez was entertained, and, as with every emotion, he communicated his entertainment clearly. His leonine head tipped and shook. His eyes shone with happy disbelief. He's what they can't figure out, a big, quiet black kid. So they call some guy in a San Mateo College sweatshirt. We're sitting in his kitchen on a faultlessly beautiful Saturday in May. Martinez has suffered ill health, diabetes and blood pressure problems, but appears tan and strong, if slow on his feet. He's 6'1" and handsome in the way of a 1940s movie star. He has large, expressive eyes under dark eyebrows, an imperial Roman nose, a strong chin. It's a mountain range of a face, one that moods travel across like weather. I ask him how he went about coaching a player like Russell, whom he'd never met before the call from Russell's agent. "With a new kid, it's no different from meeting a girl you might want to go on a date with," Martinez said. "You make eye contact, and there's something happening there, underneath. Something hits a nerve, something is transmitted through eye contact that tells you to say hello. That's what I look for in a kid. Something to take our connection to a potentially different spot." Martinez pauses, checking to make sure I'm understanding. "When I got to Arizona, I met Jamarcus. Right off, he's suspicious, of course. He's got to be. Everybody's trying to get something from him. I tell him who I am, and he starts off with a lot of, 'Yes, sir, no, sir.' Real polite, but formal, distant. And that's not going to work." Martinez leans in. His gaze goes gunfighter level. "I told him, 'Look, Jamarcus, I appreciate you more than you can understand, but I'm not going to kiss your ass. You can listen to what I have to say or not. If I'm full of shit, then you can decide I'm full of shit. I'm an old man. I don't need you to make my reputation. But there's just one thing I want from you." When Jamarcus heard that, his eyes got real narrow. He tightened up. He was thinking, uh-oh, here it comes. And I told him, "I want a signed jersey and photo for my grandson." And that's when Jamarcus smiled. Martinez smiled hugely. Jamarcus says, "That's it?" I look at him and I say, "That's it. That's what I want." We got along pretty good after that. Let's take a moment and consider what Martinez was describing here. The question was about coaching, and yet he did not describe anything related to football or anything even remotely physical. Instead, he described, with a novelist's sensitivity to timing and mood, a delicate human connection of language, gesture, and emotion. Martinez did not plan or script this connection. He figured it out on the fly. When he met Russell, he was able to reach into his matrix of knowledge and to improvise, in the space of 30 seconds, a bridge of trust and respect. No wonder he picked the analogy of romance, or, as he later put it in safecracker terms that would have pleased Baron Lamb, "I need to get access to their learning process." Connection is important, but it's not the only thing. To show me how he worked with Russell, Martinez invited me to one of his weekend coaching clinics. We drove a few minutes to a nearby high school field where six quarterbacks waited. The youngest was 13, the oldest 17. They shifted their bodies uneasily, their limbs still too long for their frames, their eyes darty. They looked like deer. Martinez went right to work. First, Martinez had them review a three-step drop back, as they did every Saturday. He lined them up and, like a dance instructor, called out the rhythm. Pop, reach, step, roll, push. He counted, and they did it, and Martinez fired his corrections at individual players. "Get the ball back faster. The ball's on fire, and you got to get it out. Keep the ball high. It's like an aeroplane taking off. The ball goes from butt to armpit. Get your feet apart. Be an athlete now. You're like a waiter. Keep the ball up. Deliver it. Your left foot is killing you. Know what I mean? You're understepping. You got to roll and pop. See how easy it isn't?" In 30 seconds, he explained the correct drop-back motion in four distinct ways. Tactile, ball on fire, personification, waiter, image, airplane, and physical, butt to armpit. He moved on to other drills. Each was elemental in its simplicity, taking a chunk of the quarterbacking circuit and isolating it to better reveal and correct mistakes. The group threw square outs and button hooks and finished with a drill that was straight out of Tom Brady's wallet, throwing down the hall. One person stood between quarterback and receiver with his arms up. The goal was to throw down the alleyway formed by the arms. It was dead simple, and Martinez coached on every repetition. Finish! Alex, you're all arm! Finish the throw!
You just threw an interception, son. Now the other team's band is playing.
You're all arm strong, strong enough to do it wrong. Now control the point. Use the body.
Take pride in your throw, for goodness sake.
Afterward, we drove to a nearby restaurant and got hamburgers. A baseball game was on television. The crowd was college students, half of them on cell phones and iPods. Martinez's eyes took them in.
Kids today are hard to reach, he said. They know how to give all the right answers, all the programmed answers. So when I see things, I say it so you can hear it. I say it a lot. Each guy has his own button you can tap on. Who are you out here for? If it's what you want, fine, we can do that. If you're out here because of your father or you think it's cool, it's going to take a lot longer. These things are not flu shots. It takes work. It's like the violin. There's no magic to it. If you don't practice, you'll never play the tune. 60% of what you teach applies to everybody, he continued. The trick is how you get that 60% to the person. If I teach you, I'm concerned about what you think and how you think. I want to teach you how to learn in a way that's right for you. My greatest challenge is not teaching Tom Brady, but some guy who can't do it at all, and getting them to a point where they can. Now that is coaching. Martinez took a bite of his hamburger. With Jamarcus, I worked with him for maybe 20 days. I was basically putting some polish on a great car. We did all the stuff you saw out there today. Throwing drills, dropbacks, patterns, down-the-hall drills. If it got too dry, I'd say something funny, mix it up a little. We just did a simple, regular, straightforward tune-up. Then we scripted a workout he'd do for the scouts. I also spent time with him, his family. I tried to answer the questions. Does he listen? Is he smart? What's his work ethic? What's his commitment? It's all there. He has good, solid values. I met his Uncle Ray, who's a tremendous guy, a role model, a good man. When the Raiders asked me, I told them my opinion. This guy could be the Shaquille O'Neal of football. On March the 14th, 2007, more than 100 NFL personnel, including three head coaches and four general managers, converged on Baton Rouge, Louisiana, to watch Russell's official pre-draft workout. Over the next hour or so, Russell threw 65 balls and every possible pass and missed only five. He did all the rollouts and dropbacks. We hid nothing, Martinez said. We wanted to show that his perceived weaknesses weren't weaknesses. When it was over, San Diego Chargers general manager A.J. Smith called Russell the most impressive quarterback I've ever seen in my life. 6 weeks later, the Raiders selected Russell with the number one pick in the draft. When the press asked why, head coach Lane Kiffin recited virtually word for word the assessment Martinez had given them. A tribute that entertained Martinez. Why the hell do the Raiders listen to me? I'm not a brand name, he said. I'm just some Joe. But the Raiders listened to Martinez because he possesses a valuable and rare talent. He can walk up to someone he's never met in an atmosphere thick with unknowns and money and wariness and forge a connection. He can use that connection to find the truth about someone whose talent is yet to be known to the world, and maybe even to himself. As the sun set, Martinez and I sat in his driveway. We talked about his college teams, his work with Brady, his family. He gave me advice about coaching baseball. Teach cutoffs and bunt coverage in a small space. Don't even use a ball. The mental part is all that counts. He sketched diagrams, checking me at each point to make sure I understood. I flat out love coaching, he said toward the end. There's something there that's real. You get your hands on it, and you can make somebody better than they were. That's one hell of a feeling.
At the meeting with the Raiders, Martinez said, he gave the coaches a piece of advice about how to handle Russell. For the first 3 years, he'll need a coach who's consistent in vocabulary and method. After 3 years, he'll probably have the experience and knowledge to play. But you can't just give a guy $60 million and say, hey, go win games, go get in the Hall of Fame. He needs mentoring. He needs consistency. He needs somebody. The old coach's voice thickened with emotion. He looked into the trees for a moment, cleared his throat. Jamarcus is like anybody else. He can't do it by himself.